Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
Now, it's our radio version of swipe left or swipe right.
Yes. You know,
yeah.
Speed dating.
Yes.
And see if we can make a totally random connection here. We have two people who volunteered to do this. We'll start off with Matt here. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Hey there, how are you?
Good. All right, Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm 27 years old. I live in West Des Moines. I work in construction. I like football. I like to go bowling.
Yeah.
I don't like olives. I'll say that.
All right.
I'll be your friend.
Yeah, we'd be perfect because I'd eat your olives. Like sometimes I only order martinis to get the olives.
That's sad.
I don't even like vodka.
That's terrible.
Well, she's already sloshed by the time she gets to that. So, all right, Matt, sounds good. Are you up for blind dates, Matt?
I totally am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You must be if you volunteered for this. All right, let's meet Lauren now. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, well, I'm 31 years old. I live in Pleasant Hill. I went to UNI.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And I'm a nursery school teacher.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
And do you like olives?
I like olives, but I'm terrified of snakes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That's common. Okay,
Animal and human.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Very good.
Okay, so here's how this works. We have up to three questions here for both of you. We'll ask one at a time. You'll both give us your answer. After each question, you'll both have the opportunity to hang up. If you're not interested, for whatever reason, you don't want to, you decide I don't want to go out with the other, you can hang up. Segment's over.
Right.
And that's it. If you get through all three questions and no one is hung up, we're going to send you out to lunch together, okay? Make sense?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Matt and Lauren.
All right.
We're going to let Lauren answer the first question, and Colleen has it for you. Go, Col.
Okay, you guys. What's your ideal Sunday morning?
Ooh, okay. So my ideal Sunday morning. So usually I wake up early, go for a run, but I have to get it done, you know, quickly enough so that I can get home and shower and stop at Starbucks on my way to church. And then after church, my girlfriends and I go to lunch together. And then sometimes we go shopping together or get a pedicure or maybe I'll just run errands by myself. But that's my perfect Sunday morning.
Wow.
It's a Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Early morning Sunday run.
Yes.
Followed by some church and then shopping, lunch, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. What about you, Matt? What is your ideal Sunday morning?
Mine's pretty standard. I wouldn't want to have a morning. My ideal Sunday would be to wake up right before football starts.
Okay. Well,
have a couple of buddies over. Have some pizza and drinks, and just hang out, watch football.
Okay.
Yeah, that works. Right. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
All right. Well, you both have heard what your ideal Sunday morning sounds like. Doesn't sound like you would do it together, but that's all right. You know, differences can sometimes be a thing.
Sure.
But this is your first opportunity now to decide if you want to go on further. We're going to count to three, and at the end of three, if you want to hang up, feel free to do that. If you're both on the line afterwards, we'll go to question two. All right, are we ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
Are you both still there?
Still here.
I am.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Clicks.
Very good.
All right.
So we go on to question two here. Kurt has it.
Matt, what farm animal would you be, and can you make that sound? Yeah.
All right. I'm going with a pig.
Uh-huh.
All right. And give us that
all
pig.
Right,
Bravo. Very good.
I feel like you've done that before.
I feel like, go ahead.
I got a story about that.
I feel like the pig sounds in danger.
I know.
All right, Lauren, your turn. Farm animal and its impression.
How about a rooster?
Okay.
All right. Holy cow, that was awesome. Really
that good. Is actually very impressive.
That was great.
I'm absolutely impressed, too. You're right, Colleen. That was very good, Lauren.
I wasn't expecting something that good.
We didn't expect good.
No.
But yeah, very well done. Okay, all right, good. That's our second question. Again, on the count of three.
All right.
You can hang up if you choose to. Otherwise, we'll get to the third question. Count of three. One, two, three.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost Lauren? Somebody.
Lauren?
Oh, no.
Lauren,
oh, your pig impression didn't do it for her.
Hang on a second, Matt. Hang on. I gotta get into that line here.
Yeah. We lost Lauren. All right.
Matt, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, sorry, Matt. Man.
I don't know why that would have done it.
I mean, was it the pig? Was it the impression? Was it the screech?
Well,
that was the screech. It was much.
I thought it was pretty good.
The pig was too symbolic. You know,
maybe it was the church thing on the first one.
Yeah, she didn't like snakes.
He didn't go, "What's your favorite farm animal?" Snake.
Oh, man. Well, we tried, Matt. Right. We tried to get you a connection here in a blind date, but unfortunately, Lauren decided to
reject
hang
you
up,
on the air.
Sorry.
Well,
no.
Thanks anyway, Matt.
Have a good day. Thanks for being with us. You take care.
Matt's like, what has happened?
Tired of Tinder?
Bored with Bumble?
Mad at Match?
If you want to take a chance on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out, call our After the Show hotline at 309-4270.